Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the cue.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Next month, we will celebrate your 16th anniversary, Bill.
And, wow.
How about that?
So, pretty good.
We're impressed and grateful, very grateful that you've hung out with us all these years. Every month, folks, Bill brings us his index of small business optimism, NFIB index of small business optimism. There is one little nugget of optimism in your report this week, Bill. The labor market, right?
Still holding up. Yeah.
Just a tiny bit positive, right?
Yep. It didn't, we had on balance, we ask our members every month if they increased or decreased the total number of people working for them, and if so, by how much. And so the net of that was a positive number. So there was a slight increase in average employment at small firms. That was good. And the hiring plans are staying pretty historically pretty high. They haven't really faded very badly. And the plans, the people with job openings, that's still, 25% of the firms say they have a job opening that they're having trouble filling. That's down a couple points from the record high that we got for the expansion a few months ago. But hey, those numbers are holding up, even though the ground is pretty soft around all the rest of it.
Well, and the thing is if you think about it, we've gone down the road. One thing has happened right now. We've gone down the road far enough that if you're in business right now, and I wrote a piece about this a couple weeks ago, if you're in business right now, that means you figured out how to run your business in a tough economy and also sustain yourself. Not just run a business, but sustain yourself. You've already taken advantage of all the technology options you can. And here it's now been 7 years, 6 years, fully 6 years since the recession was over. And so now it's a point where you can not only need another person, but you can afford it now. That's what I think is going on with the hiring. What do you think?
Yeah. And basically, remember, what really drives a big piece of the small business sector is just the fact that we have 3 million new people added to the population every year. So that's more haircuts and trips to the beauty salon and a little retail. I mean, so a lot of that, their spending, shows up in the small business sector.
Which is an advantage that America has that Japan doesn't have, that Italy doesn't have,
Western Europe would love to have.
They'd love to have population growth. We have that, which is an automatic economic boost, isn't it?
Exactly. It kind of gives you a 1% core, for your growth rate,
which is
handy dandy.
Right.
We should be happy about that.
Sales were down though.
Yeah, they were quarter on quarter comparisons were still weak, and of course profits were weakened a little bit as well. We didn't really have a lot of strength there. It's interesting that retail sales, if you take gasoline out, because that's been very volatile, and maybe take cars out too, retail sales haven't been growing too badly actually, around 3.5%. So consumers kind of hanging in there. They're eating out a lot. That's showing up pretty well for some reason. Certainly no exuberance there. The only exuberance we've had in consumer spending, for the past year or so has been in automobiles, and that looks like that's finally easing back now.
Capital spending is another slight positive, wasn't it?
Yeah, very, very small, and plans to make capital expenditures actually went up a couple points, so that was good to see. One in four of our owners plans to make capital outlay. But if we were in a good growth period, you look at our history, that would be 35%, not 25%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in maintenance mode, basically. That's what we do, you know.
I wonder if that also didn't benefit from making Section 179 permanent this year, this last in December.
It could be a little bit, but
because a year ago, those proposals might have been accepted, but the contract wouldn't have been signed, waiting on those deductions to become permanent, which they wouldn't have happened until middle of December. Now they can go ahead with them because it's permanent. We're talking about the direct expensing, folks, for up to $500,000 for small business owners. That's fully in the code now. No more mucking around with it. And so I wouldn't be surprised. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, now an owner knows in January that if they start the project in January, now, you know, the first quarter, second quarter, that they know with certainty that they can expense that. Whereas, as you pointed out last year, you didn't know until December. And so a lot of people didn't, you know, didn't undertake it because it's a cash flow issue.
That's right.
That now gets resolved. So
and look at how that bollocks up the whole system. You got not only the customer, you got the seller.
Sure.
You got the proposing company, and then they got their suppliers, and all the way back to the economy. This is an example. When I talk about the political class being in the way of the economy, that's an example of it. Republican and Democrat.
Yep, this is a good illustration of why having certainty is so important. You got to know what the rules are. You may not like them, but at least if you know what they are, then you can proceed with business. But if you have no idea what they're going to do, then you know that's the largest enemy of economic growth. Uncertainty, and of course we got lots of it.
That's right. NFIB.com is where you can find the survey. A bill survey also on my website, also smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. When we come back, I'm going to get Bill I've got a couple of economic questions to ask him. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.